You get back that way then, Vance. Good boy, wait there. Okay. Just completing the final half mile of this journey into Shrub Hill. And then I shall be going off to go and find Fee and her parents. Should just put Vance on a long lead to get off here because the steps can be quite big off these trains. Wait there. Okay, goodbye for waiting. Jeepers. Thanks. Well, that was nice, wasn't it? Somebody, the person in front of me, leapt off the train, swung the door, and it swung back onto us again. Could have had a squashed dog there. Right, let's go and find the lift then, Vance, shall we? Steady. Steady, Vance. Oi. Find the way. Find the way, big dog. Find the lift. Where is the lift, Vance? Oh, well done. Clever dog. That's very clever. Because I couldn't remember where that was. Well done, Vance. Good boy. Excellent. So this is Worcester Fallgate Street. A very noisy HST engine locomotive behind me there, which has just brought me all the way from Reading. I'm going to go in this rather cramped lift here. Lift smells as though it's used regularly by people for smoking. It's got this rather stale, smoky smell in it, which is pretty disgusting, actually. Now, coming out of here, I've got to go a different way. Fee has advised me that there are roadworks in the normal place, and so I need to come out and then go right when we actually get out of the station. Okay, Vance, you're going to find the way? Find the way, big dog. Steady. Vance is very eager. Steady, big doggy. That's it, so we're outside. So Fee said to go right, cross over a road. Vance, get on. Get on! Vance! Cross over a side road, and then cross left over Fallgate Street, and then go back on ourselves. Find right, Vance. That's it, good boy. Good lad, Vance. Find the way. Find the curb. And forward, Vance. Good lad. Well done. You're going to find the crossing. There we go. Perfect. Find the curb. Wait. Gorgeous garlicky smell here. Forward, Vance. We're off. Stand, Vance. Hang on. Forward, Vance. Bag started falling over. Find left, Vance. Okay, steady, Vance. I think somebody wants the toilet. Stand there, Vance. Stand there. Sorry. It's okay. Not a problem. Come on, Vance. Straight on. I was actually going to try and spend him there, but... No, Vance, not today. Come on. Straight on. Good boy, Handy. So I had a call from Fee suggesting that I boot this, although I was going to do it anyway. She was in the car with her parents coming into Worcester at that point, and I was coming into Shrub Hill just then, and we're going to go to college years, which is Fee's joint favourite place in Worcester. And although apparently the booking is not until 8:15, so I might go and have a little drinky first, which is fine in my book. Good lad, Van, straight on. Straight on. Somewhere smells of chlorine. I'd like to find somewhere to spend vans, but haven't come across anywhere yet. Oh, hang on. No, this won't do. Find the curb, Van. Is that important? Meaty smell here, almost sort of barbecue-ish. Barbecue-ish, is that a term? Anyway, journeys go, that wasn't too unpleasant. It does seem to take forever from Reading, but I ended up sitting next to some people who commute together normally, and so they were quite chatty. They in fact normally commute with somebody else who's got a guide dog. So lots of doggy chat. And then what am I trying to say? Are these traffic lights ever going to change? And then when the chap got off, spoke to the woman who'd been there for somewhat longer until Pershore, which was the stop before Worcestershire Hill. So didn't get time to get bored, really. This takes forever. If anybody from Worcester Council is listening to this, can you speed up this crossing, please? Gonna go. I hope it beeps because there's no spindly thing on it. Maybe we'll just go. Seems fairly quiet. Ford Mouth, let's just go. Stand, Vance. Oh, the case fell over again. Okay, on you go, big doggy.
Well, I'll see you in a bit anyway.
Straight on, Handy. Good boy. Okay, straight on, Vance.
Do you know how many miles?
Do you want to spend here? Do you want to do a busy? A busy boy. That's it. Good boy. Well done. I don't know if it was the right place to do it, but it's a sort of curby, edgy thing. Stand there, Vance. Good lad. That's it. Come on then, let's go then. So hopefully we should be onto the pedestrianised area fairly soon, and then we just need to find the little snicket which goes down towards Carluccio's. Another garlicky smell. That one doesn't smell quite so good. That's a sort of pizza hutty type garlic smell. Pretend garlic. He'll tell me off for being pretentious now. Find the way, Handy, come on. Good lad. Gonna find the way. Good lad. And forward, Handy. Feels like pedestrianised bit. I have a change in the feel of the paving. Stand, Vance. You just stopped up. Ow. There was something. Some kind of fly or something on my nose. Lovely. No flies on me. Now. On you go, Vance. Straight on. Come on, Handy. I've still got something on there. Just stand a moment, Vance, sorry. Just stand there again. I know it's boring, all this standing. Right, let's keep going. So now we just need to find the little covered snicket. See if Vance does it, actually. You're going to find the way, Vance. You're going to find the fee. Where's the fee? It's a lot further along here than I remembered it being. Unless I've gone wrong. Oh, Vance is turning in. No, we haven't gone wrong. This is right. On you go, Vance. Good boy. Find the way. Find the way, Vance. Let's see if Vance finds Carmichael's now. Good boy, Houndy. This is good. So I haven't had any calls or texts from them, so I presume that they are in here somewhere. Yep. Vance is going to find the exact place, I think. Steady, steady, steady. Okay, is that the door, Vance? Right there. Hello, I'm, oh, they are here, fine.
Yeah,
they've primed you.
Table with dog space for you.
Oh, that's splendid. Where do I need to go? Oh. Where am I going?
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hello, oh. You're sitting at... Hello,
oh,
Vance.
Sorry.
You're sitting next to me.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Your place somewhere.
Would that be,
you?
That'd be wonderful,
yeah.
If you wouldn't
okay,
mind. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Whereabouts is the seat?
Just the... well, there's a Vance.
This one here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maximum embarrassment.
Oh, right, okay. Let me just sort him out one second. Hello.
All right.
Yeah, he's good. He's used to all this travelling stuff. Sorry? Yeah, and he found a way in here without having to be told. Yes. Clever like that, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I will sit down in a moment. Just.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
You can shake your hand.
Yes.
I'm Maya.
Hello. Nice to meet you too.
Let me just... do you want me to take your jacket?
It's okay, I'll just put it on the back of the chair. It'll be fine. Yeah, it was absolutely fine. It just takes forever from London, as Fee knows well now, having done it quite a few times.
You don't catch me moaning about it on Twitter.
Never, never. How long did it take? I left Richmond at 4:30. All right, Vance, upstand for me.
3 hours.
Move your bottom in. And down. Down you go. And then come on, down. He's not too bad. I mean, he takes his moment to get a bit of exercise when we got off the train, and
yeah.
He was rushing along. I think he probably thought he was going to meet Fee immediately.
Oh, he knew.
Oh, he knew where he was. Definitely. Right, I will just stop this thing.
Bye, bye, boo.
Oh, you've done the boo.
Oh, did she not warn you? I thought. Hang on a second. Right, Fee, I've just pulled out the earphones because otherwise I get in trouble. Fee has just told me there's going to be something hilarious, so I'm waiting.
Hilarious,
is it not hilarious?
But I thought it was funny.
Okay,
we were in the car earlier, and Mum said, I'm really looking forward to meeting Vance.
many people do. There is nothing wrong in that at all.
I said... Oh, never mind the boyfriend, she just wants to meet the dog. What was that? Oh, yes, something to show.
Something
you.
Else, okay.
There may be a bit of an addition to the family, Robert.
Right.
Where is it, Dad? She's getting something.
inside, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Do you see something light?
I can see something light, yeah. What's this? Ooh, what on earth? How strange.
Can you feel the...
There he is.
How very, very strange.
Do you know what that is?
I've got no idea. What is it?
It's a Furby.
So I'm still none the wiser. It's a pet. It's a pet, oh, right.
It's made in Japan.
Right.
It makes lots of children's noises.
Okay.
Like you, really.
I can tell it's got eyes, so I can see these sort of round, glowy bits, which I presume are meant to be eyes.
Yes.
Which it didn't like, I just poked it in the eye, it didn't like.
And you can tickle its tummy, and then it sort of giggles.
How?
I don't suppose you can hear much because it's quite noisy in here.
Yeah, I can hear it sort of clicking away
a bit.
Oh,
it is laughing. You hear that?
Yeah, let's compare that, shall we? Who do we think is the
most worst? Giggly.
Yeah, try pulling his tail. That's another
his tail.
Thing you can
okay.
You don't get an effect in here because of the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a funny thing?
Well, it's easier to look after than a child.
Or a dog.
Or a dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can put your finger in his mouth and feed him.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
He's not going to bite my finger off.
No.
Come on then, nice little thing. Time to eat. Stop laughing. Just eat.
That's
eat.
What most people do when they see you.
What, laugh?
Yeah.
Excellent. I will hand him back
singing,
across.
Listen.
Oh, is he singing?
Sing to it.
And if you push it in the gap, he'll go to sleep.
His singing's worse than mine.
No, it isn't.
What happens if you turn him upside down, Dad?
What?
What happens if you turn him upside down?
He can be upside down, side to side, sing to it, feed it.
Which Robert just
stroke
did.
Stroke it, pull its tail.
Oh yeah, if you stroke it, should we try stroking?
The trouble is it's in the middle of something.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing at the moment.
The trouble is the background noise is
it is. Very strange.
Oh,
when I was 18. So I want
right.
to see if they get on, but I didn't have any batteries earlier. I think we're going to hide this now. What do you want, Robert?
I probably will have some red wine, possibly.
Can I have a large white wine, please? Pinot Grigio would be lovely. Yeah.
I'm useless on the Italian red wines. I like something fairly medium.
I'd probably go for Sicilian red wine.
Okay, I'll take your word on that. I'll have a large glass, please. Thank you. Right, I shall stop this recording now. Very strange thing. Yeah.